All right, I got Jack Delaccio. He is the founder and head CEO in charge of product development for Essentia Mattresses. Jack, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate being here. And thank you for that awesome pronunciation of Delaccio.
Yeah, if you know anything about me, I love Italian culture. Studied there for 3 months. And so it's in my heart to pronounce those names right. And a lot of people get them wrong. They don't know. And you got to say it right. So
it doesn't really bother me, but you just did it perfectly, though.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk to you. I know you do a lot of sleep coaching. And I'll be honest, every time I think of sleep coaching, I always think in my head, come on, man. Like, a sleep coach? Like, can't you just go to bed? I mean, maybe you take some magnesium or L-theanine or melatonin, but like, who really needs a sleep coach? And I'll tell you what flipped this on my head is one of my mentors, Dave Meltzer, he has a sleep coach. And I thought, man, this guy is one of the, you know, he is a hard charger. He's a very successful author, speaker, entrepreneur, and he has coaches in every aspect of his life. And he's probably done it all. And here he is thinking, yeah, actually, I need a sleep coach. I need someone. It's that important. And so it actually changed my paradigm of how I used to think about, you know, sleep coaching. And I think I'm a coach. I believe in coaching. But even I'm thinking like, oh, come on. Like, what do people really need? And so I'm excited to geek out with you on this idea of sleep health and hygiene. But how did you get into this? Before we even get into those tactical things, how did you get into this industry, in the sleep industry in the first place?
This dates back, I guess, 23 years for me. At the time, my family was in the business of latex foam and providing that for the mattress industry. And my dad had had cancer and was going through his own personal struggles. And basically, we were looking to clean his environment. You know, a lot of people that are vulnerable at, you know, with certain illnesses, they become really sensitized to everything in their surroundings. And chemicals is one of the strong ones. A lot of them get respiratory issues, break out into hives. And so they're super sensitive in those environments. So we were looking to explore having a full clean environment. Having some background in latex, at first I didn't even understand why doesn't everyone use latex instead of polyurethane as a cleaner environment. Now, obviously costs are the one thing, but ultimately then my challenge became, and again, I put my developer cap on. I wanted to develop an organic version of a memory foam. And obviously foundational element was using latex, organic latex. It was a 3.5 year journey for me in making the first iteration of Essentia material. And it was groundbreaking then, and still today, no one has caught up to our 2005 formula. And we were probably at version, I think we're at version 8 of the how we've continued to enhance it and make improvements on it. A few years into this, after I you know thought I'd developed a product and be on my way, product development never stopped, and started working with pro athletes after I patented some cores that really went to a different level of not just an organic product, but it was a performance organic product. And that's really the big differentiator between Essentia and other organic products, is that we focus on beyond organic, we focus on performance. So we focus on REM sleep, both, you know, the deep sleep cycles. We focus on pushing the limits to how we can make this kind of what's supposed to be passive wellness. I mean, you talk about coaching, which is interesting. How do you need coaching for something that you're supposed to just lay down on a bed for? And it should be passive. And that's what we love about really good sleep. It's passive wellness. You don't have to do anything to get it. But we have to do something as far as the company, the coach, in setting that environment to optimize your passive wellness and get it to the next level. And that, as of 2012, started working with pro athletes, and that was kind of a game changer for us. Whereas a lot of what I was learning in the early onset of the company was from people that were, you know, in the most vulnerable position because they were sick. In 2012, we started working with pro athletes, and it's an interesting part of pro athletes, similar to to those who were ill, is that they're very in touch with their bodies. They know what doesn't work, and they you know, they were able to report to me the next day what was working, what wasn't working, similar to somebody who was fully sensitized to their environment. And so that was a whole new charter and a whole new path for Essentia, and started focusing on every stimulant that interrupted that passive wellness from happening.
Yeah, wow. Talk to me about memory foam, because I don't know too much about it, but I know obviously there's tons of companies out there. I mean, you go to Costco and you can get all types of memory foam. It's very popular, but you just said something interesting that your memory foam is quite different. What makes it more unique than, I mean, some of the other ones on the market that we all see in just the regular stores?
So I'd categorize memory foams. I'll put three categories for memory foams. So you have the typical bed in a box, typical one that you can get at your big box store, whether it be a club or non-club. Generally speaking, people use the word memory foam very loosely. A good memory foam has to be high density. Typically, the bed in a box, as it's referred to, or a low-priced memory foam, is actually low density. Often has very little of the benefits of a memory foam, physical benefit of the memory foam. I remember we opened them up. We've done a lot of analysis of every memory foam out there, and some of them we kind of compared to a kitchen sponge. You know, had very little density, had very little support, but they categorized it as memory foam. So a lot of people buying these memory foam mattresses at a discount, they're not really getting a memory foam. They're getting a conventional foam support. Then we go into the high density memory foams, which is how that, you know, the initial brand that developed this going back 40 years now, that was the initial development, was a high density memory foam. High density memory foam, the way these are constructed, they have a high density small layer on top, followed by a lower density, but still consider high density mid, and then the rest is a low density mattress. That is the true memory foam, product. The negatives of those, which I was trying to counter, is one, having the exposure to the chemicals and triggering that. What those chemicals do is they stimulate your central nervous system, prevent you from getting the lower, you know, so while it's physically embracing, physically supporting, it's still stimulating your insides not to be getting your REM sleep, deep sleep patterns as long as you need them to be. And the last category is something that I've invented, and Essentia is the only one to have it, is an organic version of that. And that was how we started, and that's why we're considered the top memory foam, because not only do we have the physical embracing support, blood redistribution, pressure redistribution, but also we do it organically, so we're not stimulating the central nervous system. And that was kind of really the true beginning, because today's essential material is, I mean, we talk about we manage thermal regulation through our foam. And again, organically, where I say we don't add any chemicals to get that done, but we allow your body heat to escape naturally, organically, at your each individual needs. So our latest technology drops in temperature 9 degrees over 8 hour time lapse. Again, wow. Doing that chemical free. Those are all the little details on how we push the envelope of how far we can get you on REM sleep and deep sleep. We have pro athletes that we've doubled their REM sleep and deep sleep just by converting to our technology. So again, that's coaching is one, creating the environment, the support systems, so you can have the passive wellness. And part of the coaching as well is once we get the clean environment, is a few little hacks along the way and routines and a few more tricks of the trade. But the biggest thing is getting the right sleep environment.
Yeah, crucial. That's so interesting. And the chemical aspect, I want to highlight that again. A couple of things you said that were big. Number one is we know these plastics, they're all over, they're ubiquitous. And I think because they're so ubiquitous, I think most of us think, big deal. It's not that. It's not going to affect us. It's like these small little cuts that are affecting us. But those cuts add up. And we know there's a lot of good research now showing that. Dr. Shauna Swan has her book, Countdown. If anybody has not read that, they should. And we've seen from these plastics that men's testosterone has dropped like 50% since the 1950s. Their sperm motility has dropped like 70%. I mean, it's insane, and it's all coming back to these plastics. And we're seeing the same thing in women. There more and more women have to use IVF because of these chemicals. And so what you're talking about with Essentia is there are none of these VOCs or any of these kind of plastics or parabens, I'm assuming, that are in the mattresses. And so it's chemical free, yeah?
Correct. We're a certified organic product. which is the highest standard you can want. It's better than an air quality certification. This is certifying that everything we've used is organic in you know, from farm to whole production process and everything. The key here is that what people don't realize, and we do this with nutrition, with our environment, it's chronic exposure. So nothing gets you on the spot. If you would avoid it. But when it's something chronic, we're just saying, well, it is what it is. It's part of our environment. But the sleep environment is when we are most vulnerable. That's when we are recharging ourselves. We're depending on so much to happen from our lymphatic system to basically clear out our minds, clear out our bodies, rebuild ourselves. So we're asking our bodies to do so much, and we need our bodies to recover every single night. But yet we're willing to do it in a toxic environment that really doesn't work out.
Yeah, and we were just talking about offline, like we were talking about just marriage and fatherhood and having coaches in that area, because so many areas of our life, we focus on work, we focus on career, we focus on our health. But in a lot of times we were just saying, like, a lot of guys don't focus that when it comes to their marriage or family. You wouldn't even think I need a coach. Same thing for me thinking about sleep. I would never think I need a sleep coach, but just from talking to you and talking to David and others, like, no, why wouldn't you get a sleep coach? Because there's so many things that we're just not aware of, because there's no awareness completely. And you can't change anything if you have no awareness.
I've done some great talks with, I've coached complete teams as a group and individual. The nice thing about it is we typically, it's not an ongoing thing. It's a short-lived coaching experience, and you follow certain protocols. Sometimes players will come back when some traumatic experiences happen, whether it be a concussion or something, and they'll want some feedback on how they can help, you know, making sure they're doing all the right moves as far as they're recovering. And sometimes, you know, inclined sleep might be something that we're telling them to do, something to remove some of the pressure to the cranium area. But other than that, a general outline of what needs to be done, a little bit of monitoring to see how their sleep is happening. And what we like to say is even if you're monitoring your own sleep, you shouldn't focus on your daily results. I like to look at things over a 10-day period, because there are some things that will trigger, whether it be a certain stress in the day, certain foods you may eat, certain things you may have done on any given day that can impact one night's sleep. But if you're looking at 10-day cycles and what you're averaging, are you averaging good numbers? Are you getting your REM? Are you getting your deep sleep? And those are the key. Everything else is fluff. It's your REM and your deep sleep. We get those to be at 3.5 hours. The higher that number, the more vibrant, energetic your daytimes are. We see it with players. They're able to be, their reflexes are faster. The stress levels are down. They're able to take on games. So it's a big game changer for them. And this was, like I said, working with pro athletes, it was a game changer for us in understanding what sleep can really do.
Yeah, pro athletes are some of the best people to work with, because they are at the highest and most peak performance. And so when they're also the hardest people, because they're going, they're a lot harder, I think, to fix, if you will, than just some of the average guys, maybe like me or someone else, because they're just running at such a high performance level. So what have you seen just from the professional athletes? What are some of the numbers that you've seen either in deep sleep? Has it like a 50% increase or HRV? Or what are some of the things that you guys track when you're doing this coaching and that you've seen from some of these athletes?
We've actually done, I believe that was last year, we did a full 10-week study involving 70 pro athletes. And it was a double-blind study where half of them were sleeping on Essentia and the other half thought they were sleeping on Essentia. And we ran them. They all were wearing Whoop wearables. And we managed, we took their baselines beforehand. And for 10 weeks, we were able to see the improvement. And those sleeping on Essentia were getting as little as 20% increased REM and deep to as much as 70% more. So the numbers were incredible. It's again, huge numbers, huge success. And that was, again, really showcased what the power of getting in a stimulant free sleep environment, what that can do. And it was incredible. It is actually funny, because similar to you're saying, like, who needs a sleep coach, what's the importance of sleep. What's really interesting is that the pro athletes truly appreciate sleep, especially at a point they understand how important it is, how valuable it is. And the thought process behind sleep and recovery has completely flipped. 25 years ago, if you'd ask any trainer, any strength and conditioning coach, and they would all talk the same thing. Most important thing is training. The second most important thing is nutrition. And the least important thing was sleep and recovery. Today, ask any of them, and they will tell you the most important thing is sleep and recovery. The second most important thing is your nutrition. And the given, then the automatic one is training. Because obviously, if you're not going to train, you're not going to compete. But as far as an athlete who's already there with the training, their most important part is the recovery first, so that they can build on the teachings of the day, the coaching of the day, build on that, recover physically as well, and be able to increase and improve your game. I remember I was invited to owner's booth, in fact, which I wasn't expecting at all, but the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins had me in his booth for a playoff game. This is going back, I believe, 6 years ago. It was 6 or 7 years ago. Time's flying by. Anyways, they were in the Stanley Cup final, and he invited me over, which I didn't know personally, which was fantastic. And at the game, it thanked me for supporting the team. And some of the people in the booth who were, you know, involved in sports drinks or energy drinks asked me what I did. And I never explained what I do properly. You know, I'm founder of Essentia, a mattress company, but I think it's more than what we do. So I don't have the good 10-second pitch. And it goes, you're a mattress company? What are you doing here? You know, but so on the outside, it looks like, why would sleep even be something that people talk about? Meanwhile, the players and teams and all that, they were inviting me to celebrate with them for Stanley Cup winning. I had the players thanking me for the support for the year. So it was pretty awesome to see that group of people that really appreciate what sleep does for them.
Yeah, your offer needs to be, I help high performers perform even better, right? Something like that.
I live in the U.S. right now, but born in Canada, it's really hard to say that I do something so grand, you know?
Yeah. One of the other things I think that's fascinating, and I never thought about this, but just thinking about the VOCs and the toxins and the parabens and the plastics, but you mentioned the nervous system. And, you know, I do a form of electric stim therapy, and that really got me into understanding the nervous system at a high level and how the brain responds to chronic pain or chronic stress. And we know from multiple studies that if the body is not in a parasympathetic state, meaning a rest and digested state, it cannot heal. So I don't care if I'm giving you all the great supplements and doing all these fabulous protocols, you have cancer, you have whatever, you're not going to heal. Nothing I give, I mean, you'll get better maybe a little bit, but you're not going to get better as quickly because your input to the environment is saying, I'm stressed. And so the output is going to be the same result. So the fact that you can bring people down into a parasympathetic state and relax that nervous system, sending the signal to the brain, to the body, that's really powerful, man. And I never thought about that. So
people have to realize, I mean, again, when it's something that they're not conscious of, they have a hard time directing that link. But you just imagine just sniffing some type of stimulant and what that does to you immediately, like a smelling salt and all that. Now, your central nervous system, it's sensing everything around you. So those VOCs that are coming out that you may not be noticing are there, they're odorless and all that. But your body has to defend itself from that. It can't stay vulnerable as it would need to be fully rested and all that. So ultimately, your central nervous system, we've identified over the years all the different stimulants, VOCs being an important one when it comes to stimulating your nervous system and its defense mechanisms. Then there were others. Making the thermoregulation on our product was so important. And the reason why is that if you go back to how we're genetically built, our systems work revolved around the sun. High noon is the hottest time of the day, and your body and your mind is expecting to be in full awakened stage with that. During the night is when everything should be cooler. Without the presence of the sun, and that's when your body is anticipating to be asleep. And it works in a very gradual, and we realize that just being in a cold room is not the same as having the constant actively dropping temperature, because as the temperature is dropping gradually over your 8 hour sleep, your system is anticipating that it's still time to stay at rest. It's still time to sleep. As soon as your temperature is on the rise, it's anticipating that it needs to wake up. So if you're in a cold room and your body temperature is on a surface that's synthetic, that's not allowing your body heat to escape, you're trapping heat, and that trapping heat will increase your temperature and wake you up prematurely. So from thermal regulation to eliminating any allergens that could be in a mattress, would come from proteins, from latex, which we eliminate in the processing, whether it be from dust mites, from quilted mattresses, eliminating any quilting so we don't have any allergens in the bed. Obviously, what memory foam does and what we do is the elimination of pain through pressure redistribution and spinal support. That eliminates pain, which is an obvious stimulant. Most people change their mattress because of back problems, shoulder problems, usually wait for an extreme. But there's so much to it, you know. And one of the things that most recently we've worked on a technology as of 5 years ago and put in all of our products in the last 2 years is EMFs. We have in our formula, we have a quartz formula in our latex foam, and that's really a protection from the EMFs. And wow. Everything we do, we can't just talk marketing terms. We work with institutional customers. We work with pro athletes, sports teams. Everything has to be evidence-based. So the way we were able to identify that these EMFs are actually triggering something in your system was through dark field microscopy, looking at blood work. And in the blood work, we were able to identify when people were on either streaming or on a phone call, the blood cells would behave erratically, cluster together. And the theory is that we're not allowing oxygen to flow as freely through your blood, which we know that we need to distribute oxygen for bodily repair and cell repair. So by identifying that, and with doctors in Europe, we had figured out that the quartz, informed quartz, had a low level frequency that became the overpowering frequency. So while data was allowed to flow, cell phone signals were allowed to come in, but they would follow the natural organic flow of the quartz. Through the dark field microscopy, we are able to identify that the erratic behavior of blood cells did not happen. So that's now a feature on all of our beds. Again, we're always taking it to the next level. Our latest development this year, which we've don't really talk about all that much, but as of just a few weeks ago, as soon as I made this development, I made it into all of our mattresses. So we've identified that part of our blends are essential oils, which is unique to our formulation. So in changing the essential oils we're using, we were able to come up with a blend that actually mitigated the growth of mold. So mold has not been an issue necessarily with Essentia. It's an external component. So if mold falls on the bed, if spores attach to any product in your home, well, they'll continue to grow, right? So the higher acidity of our formula we've done the testing, we were able to see that some mold spores actually died out, and we had a reduction of mold that was artificially implanted into the formula itself. So again, we're always seeing what the next level is, how I can push wellness and passive wellness to the next level. Ideally, I want people to just go to bed, lay down, and let us worry about the rest.
Yeah. That's so good. I was going to ask you about EMFs. So that's really interesting, because and I've had a lot of people on my podcast, from the guys from SomaVedic, Leela Q, and I know you know all these folks. Yep. At the biohacking conference. We you know, shake hands with a lot of these same folks, so you know them well. And so you've actually seen, from like before and afters, when people lay on this quartz bed, we're seeing changes in their blood.
Absolutely.
And probably their sleep too. I'd be curious if HRV increased or anything else we've seen.
Yes, I mean we haven't measured the because what we've done is, in looking at all of our evaluations, we look at all of our everything we've done, from EMFs to VOCs to everything that we've eliminated as far as stimulants go, and that's where we've measured as far as performance. But when it came to EMFs, we specifically did testing on blood work, specifically because it was just a harder concept for our institutional customers to grasp. You know, it's easy to say, whether you can read it or not, that we've done an organic product and there's no VOCs, great. Because everyone can all agree that VOCs are bad for us. When it came to EMFs, it's still a little bit, you know, not everyone is fully convinced that these signals are harming us. But we're able to see that there is a drastic change in our blood flow behavior, blood cell behavior, and that alone should be a red flag that it's probably not something I want to have happening to my blood cells. And the fact that we were able to demonstrate that we've eliminated that erratic behavior, I think was all we needed to push this through, because I'll only put a feature on a product if it's, you know, scientifically backed and that we can stand behind it.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know there's companies out there that use grounding rods and things like that to create a grounding effect. I've always been somewhat a little concerned if that grounding rod actually magnetizes the bed or actually attracts EMFs to me. So I've always kind of wondered, I don't know if that's good or bad. Am I, you know, some of these grounding mats I've heard two different things. So really nice to hear that you're using the quartz crystals as a way to mitigate the EMFs, and they just kind of flow over you. They're still all around us, bombarding us, but when you're laying on the bed, they're neutralized, at least from you. I think that's great.
So when we look at a grounding pad, the grounding pad is great for something from the connected to the floor or connected to the bed, and everything from below your body continues to not come up towards your body. However, all the wireless signals, it's still got to do a flow through. So it's going to flow through you to get to your grounding pad to be eliminated. And that'll still have an impact on your blood cell behavior. So what we wanted to do is create this low-level frequency that was organic, that was healthy, that never interrupts the cell, your proper organic cellular behavior.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you added that in the way that you did it. That makes me feel a lot at ease, if you know what I mean, because that was kind of, I understand how it could be a beneficial thing, but it could also be harming me with those grounding rods. Mm-hmm. So I love that you added the quartz crystals. That just makes perfect sense. We know a lot of people will use crystals the way they resonate, and I've talked to a lot of people who use crystals and have seen some pretty magical results. So the fact that you're doing it with the just embedded within the mattress is really, really neat stuff.
Cool. We're always trying to be at that. I mean, we have been. It's kind of interesting because we never put ourselves on neutral. We're always in gear. We're always trying to. And honestly, we've been doing is outdoing ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I can still say that our 2005, 2006 formula still hasn't been matched.
Wow. And then on the thermoregulation piece, just to highlight something that you mentioned, I think you said something that you've seen like a drop in temperature 9 degrees. Is that right?
Yeah. So the surface temperature of the mattress is what we measure. And the whole interesting part of that is that your body, and we all do it at different levels, but we all need to expel our body heat. It's that natural process that of your body expelling, which really is supposed to happen at night. You know, and that natural process of expelling your body heat, if you're on a synthetic plastic foam product or a polyester cover, you're not that, it'll be restricted from happening. So your body temperature will be on the rise, which triggers your mind to wake up. So what we've done in our formula is it really allows that rapid release of body heat, and the surface temperature actually drops. Even with your body heat on it, it's constantly dropping. And we measured it to drop 9 degrees over the 8-hour time lapse that we've measured. And that allows that natural thermoregulation to occur. It means you're not going to sleep hot, but more than anything else, it means you're staying in your REM sleep and deep sleep for longer periods, longer percentage of your whole sleep. And this is a big play on, you know, everyone asks me, how long should I be sleeping? And sometimes, you know, if we want to get into it, it's not 8 hours for everyone. It's not 7 hours for everyone. It's not 9 hours for everyone. Everyone, that's a generalization. But really, we're looking at how much deep sleep and REM sleeps. Because I've got athletes that were sleeping 5 hours, and obviously they weren't feeling good with 5 hours. And after that, we coached them and put them on a Essentra product. We got that 5 hours to 5.5 hours. Now, that may not seem like much. However, we are logging in 3.5 hours of deep sleep and REM sleep, which is the same that most people will get out of 7 or 8 hours. So if I can get a high performer sleeping 5.5 hours with 3.5 hours of REM sleep, deep sleep, I've done my job, because they're getting full recovery from that. And not everyone can do it in 5.5 hours. That's where we're putting people in their personal proper circumstances, and where most people will require 7 or 8 hours to log in that time. But if we have all the stimulants right, we're going to assure that they hit those numbers and be recovering well.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And with the thermoregulation aspect, and if anybody's listened to this podcast before, I had Tara Youngblood from Sleep Me, or originally Chili Pad. And
yep,
she saw, you know, when she invented the Chili Pad at the time, for anybody that doesn't know, it's a device that cools the mattress underneath. It runs cool water to lower the temperatures, to bring down that core temperature quickly. And she saw amazing results for women with menopause. And if you're dropping in, like you said, to those deeper levels of sleep quicker and longer, then your recovery is going to be so much better. So guess what we see? Better, not only just better performance and mood, but things like metabolic health improves, weight loss, all these things. Because like you mentioned earlier, when we sleep, we detox and we start to recover. And if we're not hitting those major points, either because of EMFs or because of thermoregulation and being able to drop down, or because of pain, like you said, pain management, you're just never going to get there. And so she saw amazing results, which caused her to do it. Sounds like your bed's already doing it. I don't need to buy a Chili Pad, which makes me happy.
Well, I do have, and I'm a fan of their product, but I have one specific product I really like that they make. And because I do have some athletes, I don't like to have anything on the surface of the bed, for a couple of reasons. Is we're talking about the introduction of water, which could introduce moisture. So you want to remove those things, make sure they're well dried before they go on, again, to avoid any mold growth. But beyond that, they made a weighted blanket, which really hits, you know, two birds with one stone, and can give you the stress relief and the nurturing feeling of a weighted blanket. And it has their chilling system in the weighted blanket. So the wow. Plus of that product is you're cooling down for people who need an accelerated cooling, and you're getting the natural thermal regulation of the Essentia bed underneath. So you're really getting both of those technologies to their maximum. And then the weighted blanket, you remove it, so you make sure you're not building any condensation. So they made a great weighted blanket. And I think that's the number one. If you're going to feel you need a sleep pad or enhanced cooling, I'd say the weighted blanket would be the way to go.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
I make nothing on them, but I love to promote great products as well. So,
yeah, no, thanks for saying that. And Tara's great. So yeah, thanks for saying that. You know, you've mentioned so much. I'm just listening to you, and this is the first time we've got a chat, and I didn't know too much about Essentia before. I'm really just grateful to learn from you. There's so many brands out there. We were talking about before, 8 Sleep and Avocado Mattresses. And I know you're not the kind of guy, especially because you're Canadian, but you're also just a guy who has an abundant mindset and is not going to talk trash about other companies. But what do you think really separates? I mean, if some consumer is listening to this and they're like, oh, this is great that what everything Jack's telling me, but I heard about 8 Sleep, I heard about Avocado. What do you think makes you guys just more unique than maybe any of these other brands?
Well, again, they're great companies, great brands, but they do have some limitations. So for example, Avocado's a great company, good brand, but you have to know what you're getting. So when you're buying that type of product, which is most of the organic products that are out there, you're substituting an innerspring mattress with an organic innerspring mattress. So you've kept the coils, and you've changed from polyurethane to latex as a surface. You've converted from polyester batting to a wool batting, and then you've converted from a polyester cover to a cotton cover. So what you've done is you've cleaned up, but you haven't introduced any of the performance features that you really need. You haven't introduced thermal regulation, you haven't introduced EMFs, you haven't introduced pain management, because while it could be a somewhat comfortable bed, but it's not a pressure redistributing bed, it's not a posture support type of bed. And it, you haven't resolved the issues of allergens because you still have the quilted surface. So, and I don't want to talk negatively about them, but it's just a different thing. You're going from a conventional inner spring to a organic inner spring, a commodity type of product, which is really good if that's what you're looking for. If you want to take sleep seriously or sleep to the next level, that's kind of where we come in. When you go to a product like 8 is a whole other thing. It's their main thing with 8 is not much about the mattress. They don't put much technology into the mattress. It's more about their cooling cover. So
and the technology, which I appreciate the technology. I think what they do is they have an app and it tracks your sleep for you.
Correct.
My only concern is obviously the EMFs that we spoke about.
Correct. So if you have concerns about EMFs, if you have concerns about VOCs, if you have, you know, that does not resolve those issues. You know, and 8 Sleep is more of a competitor to Sleep Me. So do you want a cooling pad or an 8 Sleep cooling pad? And again, no, I have no, you know, it's not personal to either one of those companies. But if I had to choose, I would go with a weighted blanket and put it on a thermoregulating bed. That would be my choice. And again, I'm dealing with high performers who want edge out everything to improve their sleep. And you know what? We talk about if you sleep better, you know, we talked about being a dad and being a husband and all that. If you sleep better, it improves everything. It improves your relationships around you. You wake up energetic. I mean, when I sleep well, I have way more energy to be tolerant with my kids. I have teenagers, you know, and I'm an all around better person when I sleep well.
Yeah. 100%. You and me both. No, in full transparency, I have an avocado mattress. At the time, a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, when we moved into a new house, my wife did all the research and I kind of let her run the ball with that one. And I think her biggest thing was just organic and getting away from the VOCs and having a really clean mattress for our boys. And so she went with an avocado. It's a great mattress. I mentioned to you, it's just so heavy and floppy, and getting it up the stairs is a nightmare. The brand and their dedication to organic, but I know moving forward for my next mattress, I am looking for other options because that kind of bothered me. that bothered me a little bit. So yeah.
Well, the weight of the mattress shouldn't be a bother. You only got to move it once, hopefully. So the weight of the mattress is just some of the quality they're putting in there. So other than the coil unit, which I'm not for coils, altogether, they don't give the longevity and the durability, but they're doing a great product there. They are. And again, if I was looking for a coil mattress, which to me is not a performing mattress, I would say Avocado, Naturepedic, they're all great products. And Avocado puts something out at a reasonable price for what it is. But if I'm looking for performance, you know, now I'm looking at the higher density, all foam products. And now it's a different category altogether. And if you're going to go all foam, which is, you know, the most longevity, and some people are, you know, I get there's budgets in mind, but if you're going to go with a coil unit, you have to understand that within 3 years, it's not performing as it was designed to perform. You're going to stretch that out to 7 years, and you have to change it. You get triple the lifetime minimum out of an all foam mattress. All foam high density mattress. So that's kind of the game changer when someone's budgeting is, do we want a product that consistently works as designed year after year for 15 to 20 years and beyond, or do we want something that we need to change frequently? That's a decision that comes into play of looking at financial decisions balanced with health and wellness nutrition. And obviously our followers, our customers are way focused on health first, wellness first. Sleep is a priority. And so that's where that's what we cater to. That's what I believe in. That's what I've been obsessed with.
Yeah, I love you mentioned that. I was going to ask about mattress maintenance because I was unsure about that myself. I've heard randomly like every 10 years, but really cool to hear you kind of give that breakdown. I wasn't aware. Let's talk about the monkey, the elephant in the room, if you will. I'm sure if anybody's listening to this, they're really probably like, all right, I'm all in on Essentia. What is some of the pricing like? I know from, you know, being at the Upgraded Labs or Biohacking conference from the past, there was a brand out there, very nice brand. It was like a mattress company. I can't remember. They're out of Sweden, I believe. but they wanted for their entire system was like 10 grand. And I'm like, I don't know, man, that seems a little, I mean, I get it. Like you have the wood, they were using like a wood frame and all these beautiful things. But what if, what can someone expect if from like a range, if they're looking at Essentia as an option?
Well, my part of my obsession has been trying to make the lowest price possible, which when you look at our pricing, you wouldn't think that that was a focus because they, some of them get expensive, but we do make amazing value beds. So, you know, our range starts at around $2,000 on a queen size bed, but extremely well built, all foam, high density, but we really formulate each layer to have these benefits, the thermal regulation, pressure redistribution, VOC free, all these things exist on all of our beds. So we don't make a bad mattress. We don't make a toxic mattress just to be a neutral. We don't offer a spring mattress just to bring down the cost. So from the $2,000, it has all of these, which we call our lifestyle models. Then we get into our next level up, which gets into our performance model. We have a, what we call our REM 5, which drops 5 degrees over an 8 hour time lapse. And that gets into the $4,000 or $5,000 range when we're looking at a queen size mattresses. And then we get into our REM 9. Our REM 9 gets into the $7,000 to $8,000 range. And that's for our REM 9, 9 degree thermoregulation. And that's our three main categories. And then we have one last category, which a lot of our pro athletes go, which is a Procore, which is a custom version of the REM 9. So we look at all their physical attributes from their posture type, weight, height, and we build a custom frame, a custom foam formula specifically to that individual. And that's, you know, our $10,000 version. And it's not about a mattress base. This is all the technology that's in the foam, in every layer, and it's been specifically designed for that sleeper. But our M9, REM5, and our lifestyle, they are all really, really awesome. I'm proud and stand behind each one of them and know that when someone's walking away with our lifestyle, we'll have changed their sleep as well. So if you're coming from an inner spring, or if you're coming from a synthetic foam and you just get into our lifestyle, it's life-changing. And then it's how seriously do you take your sleep? And we have some upgrade versions of what can be done.
Yeah, I think that's super fair. I want to say about 3 years ago when we got our king size avocado, or I can't remember actually. I think it was around a 3K or maybe somewhere in that range. So I think that's, and it doesn't have nearly the features that Essentia has. And like the one I'm specifically talking about, I can't remember the name at the biohacking conference, the 10 grand version had all the bells and whistles that you're talking about, but you put that in. All the bells and whistles in the lower models as well. You're still getting the quartz technology and stuff, which I would not be able to get unless I spent the 10K. So I'm really excited.
What's really
about
interesting
that.
Is, you know, sometimes people will talk about, it'll compare our Procore price to a, you know, common latex price. It's not the same thing. Yeah. Well, look at our, you know, our Grateful 8. Grateful 8 is a $3,000 king size mattress. It's got more features than any other mattress on the market. Compare to that one. Don't compare to our most expensive one, which is an awesome mattress. But I'll tell you, our Grateful 8 is an incredibly awesome mattress at $3,000 king. So,
yeah, that's a very reasonable. And like I said, the avocado cost me that, and it didn't. Doesn't do nearly what you guys are doing, so that's a very fair price. Well, I wanted to ask you, what do you do as an expert in sleep? Are there like a top five things that you know you would recommend if someone's listening to this, other than having an amazing mattress? But is there anything in terms of sleep hygiene that you think people are missing or that they really need to dial in?
I think the number one thing is the routine. Try to keep that sleep routine regular as much as you can. Go to sleep at the same time. Your internal clock will be able to predict and will prepare your mind and body for the onset of sleep. Our bodies are amazing things. They don't need a watch to tell us. They know based on that time of day. And if you keep that regular, it'll be easier for you to fall asleep. So that sleep routine is phenomenal. And I remember, few years ago, dating back, consulting with the trainers for a sports team, they had just won a championship and wanted to repeat. Hardest thing for a team to do is to repeat, partially because everyone's gunning for you, but the other reason is because you've had the longest season. And so what? How do you recover through the next season to make it back to repeat? And what they had done was looked at their East Coast and West Coast schedules and said, okay, well, we're going to come out with one time a day to go sleeping that was able to bring. So they changed their travel schedule. They changed their sleep schedules to make sure that whatever time they went to bed when they were in the East Coast, they could do the exact same corrected time in the West Coast. So their bodies are ready. The players all bought into this, and they were able to make that predictable schedule for that internal clock, and the body takes care of itself. And that's what we want to do, is how do we make the body take care of itself? So number one is the sleep routine. The second thing I'd say, and I sometimes get on a podcast and I'll wear them. Again, it's not a product that I sell, but it works for me. We get so many stimulants around us from lights. And one of the little cheats that I do, sometimes I'll put the, I'll put some true dark glasses, the red lens. It takes out more than just the blue light. It's every stimulating light. I'll put those on, and I'll put them on like half hour before my intended sleep time. And again, that eliminates the stimulations. I can try to work, but I just get too tired to work, because part of us, we all get into those things of either watching TV or working on our laptops or tablets or phone, put on these red glasses, and you're going to be knocked out. So again, light stimulation, if you could do it naturally in your environment, great, more power to you. If you can't, put a little cheat as putting on those glasses half hour, 45 minutes before your target sleep time, and that'll destimulate you and get you ready for bed. I'd say that would be, you know, number one and number two.
And by the way, Jack, we don't need a top five. I just threw that number out.
Yeah. There is, well, those are definitely my top two. Then yeah. you get to the normal stuff is not to work out before bed, not to eat 3 hours before bed. Those are your typical ones. But I'd say the number one and two for me is the routine and schedule. And number two would be the managing your surrounding light.
Amazing. I love that you said about routine. I always forget about that. But when I was a first responder, you know, I did a lot of shift work, and my routine would change all the time. And I used to track it pretty diligently for about 4 years with an Oura ring. And when I was consistent, like 3 days in a row, I saw my sleep really start to do well. And then one shift that put me over the edge where I worked late and everything, it took me like another 3 days to get back to that consistent schedule. So I love that you said that. And the glasses, I have the same true dark glasses you're talking about, been using them for years. And I will sit on my phone at night and just kind of do some like last night, like reading, and I will just crumble and fall asleep because I can't.
It's awesome.
I literally
right?
can't stay up. I can't if I try to. So great. Those are some great tips. I want to wrap things up in a little bit. I know you have to run, but I wanted to ask you, and I know you mentioned some of these things, but just any exciting projects that you're working on now. I know you mentioned some of the exciting features that you guys are doing, but are there any projects or new things to come in the future we should be aware of?
Well, our latest breakthrough has been the formula with the mold. That's it. We've added that onto every single product that we make. That's been our latest, and I am working on some things, but I'm really hoping that I can, I typically go a long way with such major development. So there's nothing in the pipeline as far as product development coming out. Other than we've been tweaking these major changes and major improvements that we've done over the last 2 years. And we have a few more final tweaks that we're working on right now. But the product is like it's never been before. We're really proud of my team. And our manufacturing team takes so much pride in every single part, from sourcing the ingredients to managing and holding it. And I mean, I just love that I've been able to lead a team to share in my passion in every single detail, which has been pretty awesome. So, well, yeah, shout out to my production team for caring as much as I do. And I see that's in the company from I see it with our salespeople. They're not really salespeople. They're advisors and consultants. They're not trying to pressure anybody or trying to get people marrying people with the right product. So I'm proud of the team I have here, that they've really taken so much care for our users.
Yeah, and shout out to you, Jack. I mean, this is the first time we've got to connect, but, you know, there's a quote that I love, and there's no bad teams, there's only bad leaders. And so you must have, as the CEO and the founder, you've created a culture here that is following you, and it's difficult to have a leader that not only, you know, can command people to do things, but to have fellowship and follow them means you're doing something right. So I want to acknowledge you. But then secondly, just your constant being in the industry this long, it's easy to just take your foot off the brake and say, hey, we did a good job. It's, you know, you even mentioned 2005, you go back. I mean, that's a great mattress. And it is. But you've just continued to say, how can I get better? How can this get better? And it's really cool to just see.
I can't help it. It's weird. Yeah. Sometimes I wish I'd shut it off. But
go to sleep. Just... yeah. No, well, very cool, man. Very cool.
I appreciate it.
And you know, I know we're going to wrap things up, but anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had? I know we covered a lot today, but
I think we covered a lot. I appreciate you, you know, your curiosity, your questions. If anybody wants to know anything about us, our website is myascentia.com. And again, it's not a push to buy. We'd love for you to have our product. We're proud of our product. We'd love to see people thrive and do well with our product. We take a lot of pride in that. So if you go on our website, myascentia.com, and whether it's just to learn, we have so many learn pages. We have so much information on there. We have biohacking sleep articles. So we've really packed it in with as much information and transparency, just so that people learn. And if what you take from me is, if you've only taken your sleep schedule, great, more power to you. I just want you to sleep better. If you've only focused, okay, well, I'm going to focus on VOCs. And if that's what you've taken from this, love it. I just want people to sleep better and be better and live better. And if you want to go all in, we're glad to have you on our team to have people sleep properly on Ascentia. So it's all positive, and all the information's on our website.
Yeah, very cool. And I know we'll throw in some kind of discount code for you. If you guys have been listening, I'll put it in the show notes. So you can go down there and check out whatever that code will be. We'll figure it out. Yeah, last but not least, man, if anybody wants to get a mattress, then go to MyAscentia and learn. Is there anywhere else on social media land that you guys are you on Instagram a lot, or people can follow you? Is there a place that, you know, they can learn more as well?
We've got our Instagram Ascentia handle, which will be, we constantly post some stories or some information, and anything new it will show up on our Facebook feed, our Instagram feed. Anybody wants to get a hold of me, I'm glad to help anybody out, either on LinkedIn, they can look for my handle there. But yeah, we're here to help, and we're here to pass on information and hopefully get people sleeping right.
Amazing. Jack Delaccio from Ascentia Mattresses, appreciate you so much, brother. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.